You can find out three of the most important things you need to know about yourself just by looking at a sunset. Hey everybody, Cilla here for Fit Forever Radio, and you're listening to my first Fit Forever podcast. Today I'm talking about three ways you can learn more about who you are as easily as looking at a beautiful sunset. But firstly, I want to welcome you to my podcast. If this is your first time listening, then thank you so much for joining me. Fit Forever Radio podcasts are produced every 2 weeks, and show notes, if you're interested in looking at them, will be found at my website, fitforever.co. We've been using our senses all our lives, looking, tasting, smelling, touching, and listening. Our sense experiences connect us to the world around us, but actually they connect us to ourselves as well. The first thing they do is connect us to the best parts of ourselves, because the best of who we are comes from our senses. This is our identity, our strength, our trust, our authenticity, our motivation, our decision-making process. Without knowing it, we are like a ship without a compass, or a constellation without a true north. To have good judgment, we must know this connection in ourselves. We need to understand our own sense intelligence compass. Why? Because we need to know when it's out of alignment. We can't find this compass in emotional intelligence, and it's not an intellectual decision. It comes from an instinctive response in our senses. Our senses provide us with a foundation that is strong and stable. You see, you look at sunsets like no one else ever has, and your uniqueness comes from your senses. There is a unique sense identity in each of us, a unique connection that happens in the relationship between what is inside us and how we connect with external experiences. When we name what it is that each sense experience gives us, we realize how uniquely each of us relates to the world around us. If you ask a bunch of people to describe what it is they love about looking at a sunset, they'll all give you a different answer. Although millions of people may enjoy the same music, they'll all give you a different description of why they love that music, and what it is they love about it will have a very unique description. A whole group of people, millions of them in fact, will love vanilla bean ice cream, but you won't get anyone describing that in exactly the same way. Experiences of the senses reveal our uniqueness, and we just can't capture that definition in any other way. The third thing that we get from our senses is a sense of knowledge and ownership. We get to know ourselves in a meaningful way if we name the relationship connection between ourselves and the sense experience. For example, one person looking at a sunset may say, "You know, when I look at a sunset, I get a real sense of peace." Another person may look at a sunset and say, "Actually, I get a sense of joy when I look at sunsets." Another person may look at a sunset and say, "I look at sunsets and it gives me an experience of power." So what this is saying is they each understand that when they look through their lens of life, they get a different experience. One gets peace, another person gets joy, and another person has an experience of power. Knowing that the way you look at life is through your lens means that you can apply that lens, whatever it is, as a strength to every area of life, whether it's work or health, spirituality, the sport you play, or your relationship. Say, for example, your word is happiness. When you look at a sunset, you experience a sense of happiness. What this means is that when you look at life, you look at life through a lens of happiness. So you may approach a person, a relationship, and when you look at that person, you look through your lens, which is your lens of happiness. When you approach your job, you approach that job through a lens of happiness. When you look at doing a new assignment, you look at that through a lens of happiness. When you play your sport, you play with a lens of happiness. This knowledge of yourself having a view of life is not based on the reactions or affirmations of other people. No, it's based on what you know about your own unique identity. This is the way you see things. It's a very solid, confidence-building way to just keep affirming yourself. If you see a sunset that way, you probably see everything you love to look at that way too. In this way, senses are a powerful resource that we can count on for our own inner strength. So to summarize the 3 points we've thought about, our senses connect us to the best of ourselves, our senses identify our uniqueness, and our senses give us a powerful knowledge and ownership of our own inner strength. In my next Fit Forever program, I'm going to be talking more about the sense of sight. I'll be sharing how connecting through your senses can improve the way you make decisions and give you an inner compass for life direction. This could be very valuable if you're trying to make decisions about a new job or a new relationship. It could even affect decisions like buying a house. Thanks for listening, and if you like what you hear and want to find out more, get in touch with me on my website, fitforever.co, or give me a call. You'll find the details on my website. Thanks. Have a great day.